The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 2, text number 7, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 16th, 2007, in New Gokula, Lithuania.
So tonight we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 2, text number 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo.
Karpanyadoshopahatasvabhava prishtamitvang dharma samudacheta yatshreyansyanishchitang bruhitan me shishashtehang shadimang tvang prapanam. Translation in purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. Purport. By nature's own way, the complete system of material activities is a source of perplexity for everyone. In every step there is perplexity, and therefore it behooves one to approach a bona fide spiritual master who can give one proper guidance for executing the purpose of life. All Vedic literatures advise us to approach a bona fide spiritual master to get free from the perplexities of life which happen without our desire. They are like a forest fire that somehow blazes without being set by anyone. Similarly, the world situation is such that perplexities of life automatically appear without our wanting such confusion. No one wants fire, and yet it takes place, and we become perplexed. The Vedic wisdom, therefore, advises that in order to solve the perplexities of life, and to understand the science of the solution, one must approach a spiritual master who is in the disciplic succession. A person with a bona fide spiritual master is supposed to know everything. One should not therefore remain in material perplexities, but should approach a spiritual master. This is the purport of this verse. Who is the man in material perplexities? It is he who does not understand the problems of life. In the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 3.8.10, the perplexed man is described as follows: Yova etad aksharang gargayavid tatvasma loka praiti sakripanaha. He is a miserly man who does not solve the problem of life as a human being, and who thus quits this world like the cats and dogs without understanding the science of self-realization. This human form of life is a most valuable asset for the living entity who can utilize it for solving the problems of life. And therefore, one who does not utilize this opportunity properly is a miser. On the other hand, there is the brahmana, or he who is intelligent enough to utilize this body to solve all the problems of life. Ya etad aksharam gargi vidit vasma lokat praiti sabramanaha. The kripanas, or miserly persons, waste their time in being overly affectionate for family, society, country, etc. in the material conception of life. One is often attached to family life, namely to wife, children, and other members, on the basis of skin disease. The kripana thinks that he is able to protect his family members from death, Well, the Kripana thinks that his family or society can save him from the verge of death. Such family attachment can be found even in the lower animals, who take care of children also. Being intelligent, Arjuna can understand that his affection for family members and his wish to protect them from death were the cause of his perplexities. Although he can understand that his duty to fight was awaiting him, still on account of miserly weakness, he could not discharge the duties. He is therefore asking Lord Krishna, the Supreme Spiritual Master, to make a definite solution. He offers himself to Krishna as a disciple. He wants to stop friendly talks. Talks between the master and the disciple are serious. And now Arjuna wants to talk very seriously before the recognized spiritual master. Krishna is therefore the original spiritual master of the science of Bhagavad Gita. And Arjuna is the first disciple for understanding the Gita. How Arjuna understands the Bhagavad Gita is stated in the Gita itself. And yet foolish, mundane scholars explain that one need not submit to Krishna as a person, but to the unborn within Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna's within and without. And one who has no sense of this understanding is the greatest fool in trying to understand Bhagavad Gita.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, this particular verse of the Bhagavad Gita makes a very strong point. We should not think that it is merely being addressed to Arjuna. Of course, in this particular verse, Arjuna himself is speaking. And by his very example, he is teaching us a very potent lesson. He is teaching us the lesson that we must approach the bona fide spiritual master. As a surrendered soul. And take instructions from him. So why is this point being made? Why is Arjuna doing this? This is very important to understand. The point here is that Arjuna is completely confused and bewildered. In fact, he is so bewildered he cannot even function in his normal occupational duties.
Jis ant tiek suklaidintas, kad jis negali teisingai atlikti savo natūralius pareigas.
Just imagine if you went to work on Monday morning.
Įsivaizduokit, kad jis pirmadienį ryte eina į darbą.
And when you got to the office, you became so bewildered.
Ir jūs ateinat į ofisą, jūs visiškai nežinot, ką daryti, ant tiek suklaidinti.
You told your boss, I just can't handle this job anymore.
Jūs sakot savo šefui, aš daugiau negaliu padaryti šitą darbą.
And you turned in your resignation. And you said, I now quit this job.
Ir dabar aš metu šitą darbą.
They call that turning in your resignation. Yeah. So, Arjuna, he is resigning from his job, you see. He's quitting his job.
Arjuna, galim pasakyti, jis atmeta savo darbą, savo pareigą.
I quit. I cannot handle this anymore.
Sako, aš metu viską ir aš daugiau nieko negaliu daryti.
I want to get off this battlefield.
Aš noriu pabėgti iš mūšio lauko.
I want to go meditate somewhere in the Himalayas.
Aš noriu kur nors eiti medituoti, kur nors Himalajuose.
You see, Krishna just... I mean to say, Arjuna was completely bewildered.
Arjuna visiškai atrodo suklaidintas, nežino ką daryti.
So the question is, why was Arjuna bewildered?
Ir kyla klausimas, kodėl Arjuna tokioje situacijoje, kodėl jis...
He was bewildered because of false identification with the material body. He was thinking, I am this body. He was thinking, I am a member of a particular family. A particular nation, etc. So we have the same problem. We also think that we're part of a particular nation, a particular culture, etc. Particular family. In this way, we are also bewildered. And this false identification with the material body is the source of all of our perplexities.
Ir šitas tapatinimas su savo kūnu, savo kūniško koncepcija yra visų problemų priežastis.
So someone may ask, well, why do you say that?
Kažkas tai gali pasakyti, kodėl jūs taip sakot?
I mean, I think it's being great being a member of this particular family.
Aš galvoju, kad tai labai gerai priklausyti, tai iš tikrųjų mes turim didžiuotis, kad priklausyti tam tikrai šeimai.
I'm proud of my family.
Aš didžiuojuosi savo šeima.
My father was a great civil servant.
Mano tėvas buvo didysis koks nors darbuotojas, socialinis darbuotojas.
My grandfather was a great military commander.
Mano senelis buvo koks nors kariškis didysis.
My great grandfather was a great this and a great that, you see.
Mano prosenelis buvo didysis tas ir didysis tas.
Why do you say that this is there's something bad to identify with a family? My family is great.
Kodėl jūs sakot, kad tai yra blogai turėti ryšį su prisirišti prie šeimos? Mano šeima labai nuostabi.
You see, the ordinary person, he will think, what do you mean, don't identify with my family? I think it's wonderful. My family is the most wonderful family. So, this is some revolutionary idea for Lithuania. Why are we telling people not to identify with their family?
Kodėl mes metam iššūkį žmonėm, reiškia, netapatinkit save su šeima?
Aren't we supposed to love our parents?
Ar mes neturim mylėti savo tėvus?
Actually, we are supposed to love our parents.
Mes turim mylėti savo tėvus.
But the point is this.
Bet esmė tame.
We should not think that I'm this body.
Aš neturiu galvoti, kad aš esu šitas kūnas.
That's the real point, you see.
Yra pagrindinė esmė.
Why is it wrong to think that I'm the body?
Kodėl blogai, neteisingai mąstyti, kad aš esu šitas kūnas?
Well, I can tell you this.
Galiu pasakyti.
By identifying with the body, you set yourself up for a lot of problems.
kada mes tapatinam save su kūnu, mes įgyjam labai daug problemų.
In the beginning it seems great to identify with the body.
Iš pradžių tai labai atrodo, tai visai labai nuostabu tapatinti save su kūnu.
I'm a young teenager, I got all this energy, you know, I got a good-looking body and I've got so much energy and enthusiasm.
Iš pradžių aš paauglys, aš turiu labai gražų stiprų kūną, aš jaunas.
But you know what? That doesn't remain like that. This body, to identify with the body, it's great happiness in the beginning, there's no doubt. But that happiness of identifying with the body, it turns to bitter poison in the end. Why is that? Because you get sick. You get old. And gradually that body withers away into death. So if you think that you're the body, you are setting yourself up for big, big anxieties. Why is that? Because we want to live forever. Our nature is we do not want to die. But yet nature is forcing us to die. That is the basic problem of our existence.
Tai yra pagrindinė egzistencijos gyvenimo problema.
They think the basic problem is I need to have the latest model car, you see, but that's not a thing.
Žmonės galvoja, kad pagrindinė problema, kad aš turiu gauti kur nors mašiną paskutinis modelis.
Or the latest model MP3 player, you know.
Arba paskutinis modelis MP3 player.
But the real problem of life is that I do not want to die, but I am forced to death by the laws of nature.
Bet pagrindinė gyvenimo problema, kad aš neturiu mirti, bet gamtos dėsnis verčia mane mirti.
That is the problem that we must solve.
Ir tai būtent ta problema, kurią mes turim išspręsti.
Otherwise, no matter how much we may advance with modern technology,
todėl visai nesvarbu, kiek mes pažengsim kaliečiai materialios pusės, progresą, materialų progresą.
We will never be happy.
Mes niekada nebūsim laimingi.
Of course, the modern scientists, they say, well, just give us a few more $1 million and we'll make you eternal.
Bet šiuolaikiniai mokslininkai sako, tiesiog dar porą milijonų, duokit porą milijonų ir mes padarysim jūs nemirtingi.
Just give us more money and we'll make you so you never have to die.
Tiesiog duokit mums daugiau pinigų ir mes padarysim tai, kad jūs niekada nemirsit.
But I can tell you the scientists will never be able to do that.
Bet aš jums galiu pasakyt, mokslininkai niekada tai nepadarys.
They themselves are forced to die.
Todėl kad jie patys bus priversti mirti.
Where is the most intelligent scientist? Dr. Einstein, where is he now?
Kur pats protingiausias mokslininkas, Dr. Einsteinas, kur jis dabar?
He was killed by the laws of nature.
Jis buvo nužudytas gamtos dėsnių.
So these scientists, they cannot solve this problem of death by modern research.
Todėl mokslininkai negali tyrinėjami šį prigimtą gamtą ir jie negali išgelbėti mūsų mirties.
It is a law of nature and you cannot change the laws of nature.
Tai yra gamtos dėsniai ir jūs negalite juos pakeisti.
But there is a way to get around the problem.
Bet yra būdas, kaip išvengti šitos problemos.
And that information is coming from the Vedic scientists.
Ir ši žinia, ši žinojimą arba informaciją mes gaunam iš vedinių mokslo.
This is a science which is more advanced than physics.
Šitas mokslas labiau pažengęs negu fizika.
More advanced than chemistry.
Labiau pažengęs negu chemija.
More advanced than microbiology.
Labiau pažengęs negu mikrobiologija.
This science is called Atma Tattva.
Šitas mokslas vadinasi Atma Tattva.
The science of the self. So, one who takes up this science, Atma Tattva, such a person can conquer over death. So I am traveling all over the world to teach people this science, Atma Tattva. How you can conquer over death. I have no qualification to invent this science. This science is given by Krishna in a systematic way in this wonderful book called Bhagavad Gita. I have been studying and practicing and teaching this science of Bhagavad Gita since
1971.
I am an initiated disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Traveling all over the world, I am teaching this science in many, many countries. I am also initiating students into this process who want to take it very seriously. If we can carefully follow the example of Arjuna, by surrendering ourselves at the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master, the spiritual master will then deliver us from all of our ignorance, all of our illusion, all of our confusion, all of our anxiety, all of our fear, all of our bewilderment. And He will bring us into an enlightened state of consciousness. So, that state of consciousness has a very wonderful and beautiful name. It is called Krishna consciousness. And we have a society for this purpose. ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So we hope, we invite you all to very actively participate in the Krishna Consciousness Society. Associate with the devotees of ISKCON who are trained in this science and who can train you in this science. If you do so, we can guarantee that you will achieve immortality. And you'll be the happiest person. Thank you very much. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
yra, sakykime, tos laikinos pareigos, kurios pagal kūną priklauso, sakykime, pareigos šeimai, žmonai, vaikams, ir amžinos pareigos, senatana dharma, koks jų santykis ir kaip jas reikia vykdyti.
Your Grace, there are two kind of duties. One kind of duties, there are duty, a temporary duty for family, for right. job, and second type kind of duty, eternal, sanatana.
That's right.
How to
balance?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. To how to balance the duties? It is very important to balance the duties. That's a very. This is described in Sri Isha Upanishad. Vidyam cha vidyam yastad vedo bayam saha. It describes that if you want to achieve the full blessings of immortality, then you must balance the material and spiritual duties.
Ten aprašyta, kad jeigu jūs norit pasiekti palaimos ir amžinybę, jūs turit būtent subalansuoti šitus du dalykus.
Our present position is that we are very well situated in our material duties.
Dabartinį mūsų padėtį tokį, kad mes labai gerai įsitikinę savo laikiną tą materialų padėtį.
We are fully absorbed in our material duties. So now we have to see how to get the spiritual duties in there in the proper amount. So the way you do that is this. In your day, you let's say you go to work at 8 in the morning and you come home at 6 at night. So the thing to do is you go to bed as early as possible at night. And you get up as early as possible in the morning. I try to get up no later than 3 a.m. every morning. And you take your bath and you have a very nice program. You sing the Gavastikam prayers to the spiritual master. And you chant all of your rounds before you take your breakfast. And you also read something from Prabhupada's books as well. So in this way you have a very solid program every morning, 7 days a week. And if you do this, you'll have very good balance. Do you use a mobile phone? Would you leave the house if the batteries were not fully charged?
Ar jūs paliekat namus, jeigu nepakraunat visiškai savo telefoną?
You make sure your battery is fully charged on your mobile phone. Yes.
Jūs pasiliekat, jūsų mobilus visada pakrautas, kada jūs paliekat namus.
So all I'm asking you, Prabhu, to do is this. Be as conscientious about your own heart as you are about your mobile phone. You must fully charge your heart with Krishna Bhakti every morning. And then you will stay charged up the whole day in Krishna consciousness. Early morning rising, Mangal Arti, studying the books, and 16 rounds every day before you eat even one morsel of prasad. And then you will never lose your balance. Because when you go to your job, you will see everything in relation with Krishna. Do you have your own business, or you work a job, or what do you do?
I have job.
So when you go to your job, you'll see that your boss is the energy of Krishna. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am the ability in man. So just by seeing your boss, just by seeing the expert managerial skills of your boss, you'll see, ah, Krishna is acting here. And when you go to drink some water at the office, you can immediately think, Rasoham Apsukonteya. Krishna says, I am the taste of water. Do you know that was the first thing I learned when I met Prabhupada? I first met His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. First time I ever heard him speak was in Golden Gate Park in 1971, in San Francisco.
Pirmą kartą aš sutikau Prabhupada San Francisco Golden Gate.
And Srila Prabhupada gave us the secret of how to always be perfectly balanced in Krishna consciousness. He says, you are drinking water once, twice, thrice, more than that every day. He said, if every time you drink water, you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water. Then immediately become Krishna conscious. To become Krishna conscious is not a difficult job. It simply requires practice. So in this way, if you will train yourself, I can assure you, you will be perfectly balanced in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. And you'll be so potent, you can make your boss a devotee.
Your blessing.
Next question.
Second is Klaus.
Thank you.
Bhakti, yourself.
Come on, let's have some questions. Well, you know, I have a policy. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Here in the purport, there are mentioned skin disease. Skin disease here in purport.
What is the question?
Skin disease here.
Oh, what is skin disease? Yeah. Skin disease, skin means the body. If you think that you're that skin, that is called skin disease. You know what happens when you get skin disease? It's worse than cancer. Anybody who has the disease is called skin disease. They have to take birth again in this material world after they leave their body, present body.
Gimti, pasaulyje, po to, kada palieka šį kūną.
according to their mentality.
Atitinka mūsu sąmonės lygį, kada mes
kalbame. Somebody has to come back as a dog.
Kažkas tai turi gimti kaip šuo.
Somebody comes back as a cat.
Kažkas tai kaip katinas.
Someone comes back as an ashiol, an ass.
Kažkas tai turi gimti kaip asilas.
Is it? Yeah, I know, through a little Russian, I know. So, in this way, everyone has to, we get over this skin disease. If they want to actually be happy and become liberated from all anxiety, they must give up this skin disease. Therefore, you must approach the bona fide spiritual master for the medicine.
Todėl mes turim kreiptis į autoritetingą dvasinį mokytoją, kad gauti vaistų nuo šitos ligos.
How to cure the most horrible skin disease?
Kaip gydyti pačią bjauriausią, baisiausią kailio ligą?
So the guru, he will give you the medicine.
Guru duoda mums vaistus.
What is that medicine?
Koks tai vaistas?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, when you get a prescription, you must take the medicine according to the directions. Otherwise, the medicine will not be effective. Therefore, we prescribe for our students at least 16 rounds every day.
Išrašom tokį receptą savo mokiniam kaip minimum 16 ratų kiekvieną dieną.
So, any more questions?
Dar prašau klausimų.
I have a policy. If you don't ask questions.
Yeah. Aš turiu tokį politiką, tokį nuostatą, jeigu jūs neturite klausimų.
If you don't ask me questions, I will ask you questions.
Jeigu jūs mane neklausinėjat klausimus, aš klausinėsiu jūs.
And I will pick one of you and I will interrogate you in front of everyone.
Aš išrinksiu vieną iš jūsų ir aš prieš visų klausinėsiu jūs.
Could be one of the men. It could be one of the men or it could be one of the Matajis also. I will choose one of you and I will interrogate you in front of everyone. But I can tell you this, it's much easier to ask the questions than it is to be asked the questions. So if you would like to save yourself from the awkward position of being asked the questions, then ask me a question.
Shrila Gurudev, in the Bhagavad Gita, Shrila Prabhupada is saying, in order to remember Krishna when we are walking ordinary japa, we should always chant Hare Krishna. Always chant while walking.
Yes, 24 hours a day, that's right.
Yeah, but how it is possible to chant attentively when we are walking? So we will make offenses on the holy name. Aš čia klausimą uždėjau, kad Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada mums duoda nurodymą, kad turim visą laiką kartoti Hare Krishna Mahamantrą, dirbdami darbus visus ir panašiai. Ir aš klausiu, kaip mes, jeigu tai darysim, tai neatidžiai kartosim, ar tai nebus įžeidimas?
The 16 rounds that we chant every day, that should be done very, very attentively. Srila Prabhupada also explains that kirtan or chanting includes all kinds of different activities actually.
Prabhupada taip pat paaiškino, kad kirtanas ir kartojimas įtraukia į save visos skirtingos veiklos.
It's like if one is doing some writing, that is considered kirtan.
Pavyzdžiui, jeigu kažkas tai rašo, tai irgi vadinasi kirtana.
If you're sweeping the floor for Krishna, that is also kirtan. If you're making garlands for Krishna, that is also considered kirtan. If you're walking to the temple, that walking is considered kirtan. Prabhupada even said if you're taking prasadam, that is also kirtan. He said every type of thing we do is kirtan except for sleeping. He said that is waste. So the idea is you should be engaged 24 hours a day in Krishna's service as far as possible. By that service you were glorifying Krishna. And that glorification of Krishna, that is a form of kirtan.
Or
chanting. So in this way we can practically chant 24 hours a day. If we're always engaged in devotional service, that's as good as chanting 24 hours a day. But japa should be very concentrated, not that I'm stirring the sweet rice with one hand and chanting with the other, you know, Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna.
Or that I'm driving the car, you know, I have my hand in the bee bag, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Our japa, our 16 rounds, should be very focused and concentrated with nothing else going on except Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So everyone has now understood this philosophy clearly? Everyone has understood everything? Have you understood clearly this philosophy? Do you understand it perfectly well, the whole philosophy? Is this something you do not understand? What is your answer?
Last question, of course I understand, last answer, I understand properly, but all philosophy, of course I don't understand all philosophy.
What do you not understand? It's something you don't understand that you'd like to ask about? You can think about it and I'll go to someone else.
One
question
more. Okay.
Some devotees make some kind of job very easily, and
some kind of
job
or service.
Service, yes. Yeah.
Service.
And but for oneself, sometimes it looks like very harsh. So why it is so?
They take up some service?
Yeah. Some service, some devotees make some service very easily, but for me it looks like very hard sometimes. How, why?
Some devotees can do their job very nicely and easily, but for me it sounds like very difficult. Job?
The job?
Yeah.
Some kind of service.
Yeah. Service, he's saying.
Yeah, service.
Yeah.
Service.
Employment?
Service.
No, some service, like washing
clothes.
Yes, it's free. Well, Like somebody is stringing garlands very easily, but for you it's difficult. Like that?
I at all not making garlands.
You don't know how to make garlands? Huh?
Sometimes very rare.
Actually, devotees should become expert at everything.
Iš tikrųjų, bhakti turi tapti ekspertai visose srityse.
Prabhupada said sannyas means he is expert at everything.
Prabhupada sakė, sannyasi reiškia profesionalas visoje veikloje.
So, if you are not so expert at something, you should learn from those who are expert.
Jeigu jūs kažką tai nemokat daryti, jūs turite išmokti iš to, kas moko labai greitai.
In this way, become well-rounded Vaishnava. Next question. Yeah.
Also, in
you can put your when you're talking when you're asking me the question, okay. The microphone makes it harder. Just say straight in my ear.
And can you explain a little more about Kripani? Kripani in commentary, Prabhupada about.
Kripani. Yeah, Kripana means miserly person.
Klausimas buvo, galite jūs paaiškinti, komentarį buvo Kripana. Kripana reiškia šikštolis.
In English language, where there is a slang word, creep.
Reiškia, anglų kalboje tai yra slangų žodis toks, creep.
A creep is like really low-class person.
Ir creep reiškia labai žemo klasės žmogus.
So, the same word is there in Sanskrit language, kripana.
Toks pat žodis ir sanskritų kalba kripana.
A kripana means a very miserly, low-class person.
Ir kripana reiškia šikštuolis, labai žemos klasės žmogus.
He doesn't care about anybody but himself.
Jam niekas neįdomu, tik pats savo jis įdomus.
And therefore he's a very miserable man. And such a person comes back as a cat or a dog in his next lifetime. So on the other end of the spectrum, there is the brahmana. He is full of, the brahmana is full of all saintly qualities. He wants to know what is the absolute truth. He takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. And in this way he understands who is what is his actual identity. Whereas the Kripana only cares about himself. The Brahmana is very, very kind to all varieties of living beings. He is called Pandit. Krishna says, Pandita Samadarshinaha. He sees all living entities equally. Therefore, he does not eat meat. Because he understands the four-legged animals are his brothers and sisters. The Kripana will eat anything. Even in the Orient, they eat dog. Sabaka, you know, dog. Yes, in Oriental countries, they take the dog as a very nice dinner. Delicacy, eating dog.
Yeah.
They are called svapacha, dog eater. So don't be a kripana. Become brahmana. Next question.
Kelionės, ta prasme, dažnai atsitaiko kelionės ir dėl maisto norėjau paklausti. Būna, kad
žmonės pakviečia restoraną vaišina, būna, kad namuose vaišina. Ir mes kelionėse patys taip išeina tokias sąlygas, kad neišeina pasigaminti tokiems, kas sako. Ką tu būna, kaip palikas, kaip ką.
Sometimes we're put in such a situations that when we cannot, when we don't have prasadam to eat. So what we should do in such a situation?
Fast. If there's no prasadam, then you should fast. Why would you want to eat something that's not prasadam? Or you have to bring prasadam with you. Just like my wife, this is my wife Vishnupriya Mataji here. We travel all over the world and we never eat any food on that they give us on the airplanes. We bring our own prasadam. If you don't have prasadam, that means you didn't plan well, that's all. Why is there no prasadam? Tell me.
Like an ordinary day, some kind of meeting that takes all day. And there is no shop to buy anything.
Yes, when you we have a saying in America. It's called brown bag. They call brown bagging it. In other words, you put in the morning. You pack your lunch in a little brown bag, and you carry it with you to your work. You must pack your lunch in the morning before you leave your house and carry it with you. That way when everybody else is eating rotten flesh, you can eat prasadam. Many people carry lunch with them to work. It's a very standard thing. When I was a little boy, every day my mother, they had a lunch for sale at the school, but we would not purchase. My mother would pack, we had a little lunch box. Every day my mother would pack my lunch in my little lunch box and I would carry it to school with me. And then at lunchtime I would not go through the line in the cafeteria. I would simply sit down and open my lunch box and take my lunch. So you can do the same thing. You pack your lunch before you go to your job. You pack your lunch and take it with you. Is there any difficulty to do that? What is the difficulty?
I'm not speak about place where I live because that's no difficult. But for example, if extra situation, if I live in some town and for a few days, and my business partner ask me go to together.
Oh, you have to travel around the different places. You don't stay at home. There are practical ways to adjust. It's such a detailed discussion. It's better to meet privately outside of the lecture because it's a very detailed question.
tai yra gan asmeninis toks detalus klausimas, geriau susitikti asmeniškai pakalbėti apie tai, čia ne paskaitos klausimas.
But there's definitely a solution for you if you. You can buy certain things that are quite edible. You can make salads. You can if you're gone for just a few days, you can make a stack of chapatis and wrap them nicely so they don't get old. You learn how to make chapatis at home. How many days do you go on the road?
Sometimes 1 week.
1 week. Are there any devotees in the neighborhood where you're working, or is it totally away from devotees? Totally away, yeah. Oh, there are ways you can do. You have certain things you can buy that you can offer to Krishna in the grocery store. There are many things you can buy, fruits and vegetables, you can make salad, you can carry some chapatis with you that you can keep for a few days. There are ways you can do it. You just have to take help from devotees who are more expert than you on food management. You know how to make chapatis?
I tried, but I don't know.
I had chapatis at lunch today. These devotees here know how to make very good chapatis. You can learn from them how to make chapatis. And you can wrap them nicely and keep them so they'll last for a few days. And then you get some salad and you get some fruits and vegetables, some cottage cheese, you see. And if you have a little, you can even get a little cookery. You can cook some rice, you can make some khichdi on the road. A little tiny cookery you plug into electrical plug. English is called hot plate. Hot plate. You just plug it in and you can make do they have that here? You plug it in, an electrical thing, and you little portable burner. Electrical burner you can cook on it. Or you buy a rice cooker. You take some rice, some dal, some spices and throw in. You can carry rice and dal easily with you on the road. So khichdi, you learn how to make khichdi, you get a little cooker and you have khichdi every day. Very nice, hot, fresh khichdi. If he said you become such a good cook that you can put on big feasts for all the devotees.
Actually,
he is
nice. He is. Nice.
All right, then you must learn how to make khichdi. And you get a portable cooker and you make khichdi every day on the road. Don't eat that nonsense, sinful food. It pollutes your consciousness.
She's first time here, and she's for 5 years. She's interested in Vedic culture, and she wants to know what kind of spiritual master is suitable for her now.
For her now?
Yeah.
Yes. Your question is very, very nice. How to choose the suitable spiritual master? Spiritual master is essential.
labai svarbus, tai esminis dalykas.
This is repeatedly stated throughout the Vedic wisdom. For example, in the Mundaka Upanishad, tadviginartam sugurum eva bhigacchat samitpanihi shrotiyam brahmanishtam. That if you want to know the highest truth, then you must approach the bona fide spiritual master. So, how is that? Then the Mundaka Upanishad continues to explain who is that person that you should approach. Because nowadays there are many persons who are said to be gurus. That we see that mostly they are bogus, they are not qualified to guide disciples. So the suitable guru for you is that guru who is actually a legitimate guru.
Guru tinkamas jums, tai tas gurus kuris.
That guru who can actually deliver you from birth and death, that is the suitable guru for you. So, what is that suitable guru? That is also described in Mundaka Upanishad. Shrotiyam Brahmanishtam. Shrotiyam means he has heard the Vedic wisdom in the Siptic succession. In other words, he is a disciple of a bona fide spiritual master. The suitable guru, he must have a guru. Anyone who does not have a guru is not qualified to be a guru. So the suitable guru for you, your guru that you choose to surrender to, he must be a disciple also. So that you can learn just by seeing his example how to be a first-class disciple of guru. Because guru doesn't just tell you what to do, more importantly, he shows you what to do by his example. So the person that you accept as your guru, he must be the first class disciple of his spiritual master. And the next point mentioned is Brahma Nishtam. This means that your suitable spiritual master, he must be fixed in Krishna consciousness. Your guru must be Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. Because the duty of the spiritual master is to deliver his disciple back to home, back to the spiritual world. And the only way that one can actually achieve the spiritual world is to leave this body in a state of pure Krishna consciousness. In other words, your guru has to teach you how to be purely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. That will be your spiritual perfection. To be 100% absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So therefore the guru, he must be 100% absorbed in Krishna consciousness. The Guru is also described here in Bhagavad Gita as well.
Bhagavad Gita taip pat aprašyta Guru.
You have read Bhagavad Gita as it is?
Ar jūs skaitėt Bhagavad Gita?
Oh, you've just now gotten. Very good. Now, I want you to go home tonight. I'm giving you a reading assignment. You go and you'll be coming to my class in the morning? Yes, okay. So tonight I'm giving you a reading assignment. Go to chapter number 4. And read text number 34. Along with the purport or the explanation. Because this verse will tell you who is that suitable person to be your guru. Krishna explains to Arjuna, just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So you need to find that guru where you have the opportunity to ask questions and to render service. In other words, you can't just take a guru in the air. You need a concrete guru. That you can ask your guru questions and he can answer your questions to your satisfaction. And you also have the opportunity to render personal service to him. Because this is how we pay our guru back. He doesn't charge us any money to teach us this knowledge. But still we have to pay him something to show our appreciation. So we try to do some service for him. And that way there's the exchange of love between the master and the disciple. And the transmission of knowledge becomes complete. So your spiritual master will be that person who can give you Krishna consciousness purely according to the previous spiritual masters. Who gives you the opportunity to inquire directly from him and receive answers. And who gives you the opportunity to render him service. That person will be your spiritual master. And if you take advantage of his mercy and kindness, that spiritual master will deliver you from the cycle of birth and death. You would like that? Very good. So now you know how to select your guru. So you take these instructions I have given you. You follow what I have told you to do and your life will become successful.
прошел лакити те що народима, и я вам гарантую, что ваше жизнь будет поблагос.
Do you agree to that?
Ar jūs sutinkat su to?
Very good. Thank you very much.
Labai ačiū.
Any more questions?
Dar klausimų?
Koks laikas, bet Prabhupada komentare Bhagavatam sako, kad tai atsidavęs tiesiog nepergyvena. Visi tiki Krishna, būtent kaip mes turėtum taip pasitikėti tuo atveju. Koks mūsų tikėjimas turim.
In the most yogic processes, in the most of them it is said it is very much stressed that moment of death, that one should be in such situation.
That's right.
Bhakti yoga there's no such thing.
It's so, not so strict, that's right.
Yeah, so how to develop that faith that we will achieve all the perfection without any mechanical situation.
If there's a difficult situation,
no, without any mechanical situation, like a sunny day or
yeah, yeah, okay. Yes, it's a fact that the yogis, maybe you should say the question now in Lithuanian. Yeah. Oh, they already heard it. Okay. Yeah, the yogis, those who follow the path of mystic yoga, they have to follow all these strict rules and regulations for when they die.
Yogai, kurie seka būtent tą mistinis jogos keliu, jie turi laikytis labai griežtus regulos ir taisyklės, kad mirti.
And if they don't follow that particular rule or regulation, then they're in big trouble.
Bet jeigu jie nelaikysis tos griežtus regulos ir taisyklės, jie papuolė į labai keblią situaciją.
But for a devotee, there's no such anxiety.
Bet bhakti nėra tokio pergyvenimo dėl to.
He can leave his body at any time in any place. All he has is one regulation to adhere to. And that is, he has to remember Krishna. It's a simple thing. If he's purely absorbed in thoughts of Krishna at the time of death, he immediately goes back to Godhead. But Prabhupada gives stringent warning also. If there's even a slight tinge of material desire in his heart, he has to take birth again so that he can experience that desire to enjoy and realize that's no good.
Kad jūs patirtum tą patį mažiuką norą, kurį jūs turėjot, ir suvoktum, kad tai nėra gerai.
So therefore, we who are on this path of bhakti yoga,
mūsų kelyje, bhakti yogos kelyje,
we must hear very carefully the words of Krishna.
Mes turim labai dėmesingai klausyti Krishna žodžius.
So we can become completely free of all tendencies to enjoy, even the subtle ones.
Kad pilnai išsivaduoti nuo
so that at the time of death there won't even be a slight tinge of material desire in the heart. And we will be guaranteed to wake up in the pastimes of Krishna. Next question. Radharani has a question, yeah.
Kaip tai pasiekti, kad tie visi troškimai, bet mirties momentu net menkiausiai neliktų? Kas tai turėtų? Kaip dar labiau praktikuoti? Koks tas būdas?
How to achieve such position that even slightest material desire in our heart will be diminish, how to achieve such position, how stronger we should practice.
Yes, how do we practice Krishna consciousness so strongly that all the material desires go away?
Yeah.
That's the question. Yeah. Well, you have to be very intense in your Krishna consciousness. Do you know what is a laser beam?
Laser?
Laser?
žinot, ką reiškia lazeris? Lazeris.
A laser beam is a highly focused ray of light.
Lazerio spindulys tai labai stipriai sufokusuota, reiškia, šviesos spindulys.
A laser beam is so powerful it can burn through metal.
Jis ant tiek galingas, kad jis pro metalą gali.
Simply with a light, with a beam of light, you can cut through metal with it. It's so powerful. So you have a metal, you right now have a metal frame on your heart.
It's
the metal frame of material desires. But if you will laser focus your Krishna consciousness, then you can burn through that metal-like covering on your heart of material desires and be guaranteed entrance into the Goloka Vrindavan at the time of death. So, how do you laser focus your consciousness? It's very simple. When you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you do with your consciousness? The first thing we do when we wake up, we should immediately bring our mind to Krishna. Yesterday in Vilnius, we studied a very nice shloka of the Bhagavatam. What was that verse? Krishnaya Vasudevasya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopakumara Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So this morning when I woke up, the first thing I did was I chanted that verse, you see. Because whatever mood you set yourself in at that very first minute when you wake up, you're establishing a pattern for the rest of the day. So in the first thing when you wake up, immediately say Hare Krishna or Krishna Krishna Krishna, something. Immediately bring your mind to Krishna when the first thing you wake up. And in this way you can be in Krishna consciousness the whole day. You just have to keep bringing your mind to Krishna at every minute. That's the key. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam astaram tatastato nayamyaitad atma meya vasangniya. From whatever and wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. So your mind is like a naughty little child. And you are the mother. So you have to train your child how to be well behaved. No more naughtiness. So in this way, if you train your mind to be always fixed, then you'll have no trouble at the time of death. You'll be in good shape. Just like if you're taking a university course, just like if you're taking a course of study at the university, you should attend all the lectures. You should carefully do all the reading assignments. turn in all the papers on time. Inquire from the professor anything you do not understand properly. In this way you do very nicely on the final exam. So in the same way we have our Krishna consciousness. It is like a university course, you see. If you do all of your duties, you're a student. And if you do your student's duties very nicely, taking all help from the professor, then you'll do very nicely in the final. Simply prepare yourself day by day to pass the final exam. The final exam is the time of death. So you be a good student every day doing your student's duties. And you will have no difficulty. Any other question?
Srila Gurudev, when we are dreaming, sometimes we break principles in a dream state. So is it considered a break of principle?
Sometimes we may, a neophyte devotee may dream about illicit sex or something like that.
I will translate. Aš paklausiu, kad mes kai sapnuojam, galim sulaužyti principus tenai keturis tos. Ir sako mokytas, kad neofitas gali tokius dalykus sapnuoti, kaip neleistinę seksą.
So, such dreams are not considered sinful activities.
Ar laikyti tokį sapną kaip nuodėminga veikla? Nelaikyti tokį sapną kaip.
And such dreams will gradually go away.
Ir sapnas jis palaipsniui išnyks.
The more you advance in Krishna consciousness. And you will finally reach a stage where all your dreams are Krishna conscious. Yeah. Any other question? So, everyone satisfied now? Did you think of anything that you wanted to know?
How to make this desire to have faith to God increase?
Yes. This is a very good question. I'm very pleased by your question. Thank you. How do we increase the faith in God? The formula is very simple. The answer is very simple. You simply have to find those people who have very strong faith in God. And you have to associate with them as much as possible. In the humble mood of a student who wants to learn how to develop strong faith in God. Faith in God is a contagious disease. If you associate with people who have it, you will catch it also. I caught it from my guru. And I can infect you with it also. So in this way, you see, we pass the disease around.
Tokiu būdu mes platinam reiškia šį lygą aplinkos.
faith in God.
It is the most wonderful disease.
Because it destroys all misery. Next question. So everyone is totally satisfied now? All the men are satisfied. All the ladies now are totally satisfied. Yes, here's a question.
Do our morning, especially morning sadhana every day, and how to do to avoid mechanical sadhana.
Yes. Yeah. How do you do your a devotee may be very regulated in their sadhana, but it's become mechanical, they're not getting the taste. How do they get the taste? Yeah. This is also a very important question. And this answer is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. First canto, chapter number 2. Shushru Sho Shrajadana Sho Vasudeva Kataruchi Syan Mahat Sevaya Virpa Punya Tirta Nishevanat. By serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna. So if you find that your daily devotional activities are becoming dry and repetitive and mechanical, then you must pray to Krishna for the opportunities to serve pure devotees. Because whenever you have the opportunity to serve a pure devotee, and if you take full advantage of it, you will have the most incredible, wonderful taste by all of your devotional activities. So the key is you have to serve pure devotees. And that will give you the Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. All right? Yes. Question?
We feel our devotional service to become mechanical. Isn't it that because we forget purpose of why we are doing?
Yes. Yes, that's another, that is part of it. We forget why we're doing this. Just like, why am I putting on a dhoti or a... Why am I putting a dhoti on? And why are you putting on a sari every morning, you see? Do we do it blindly? I put a dhoti on blindly? Am I a cult member or what am I, you see? A cult member means he just does everything blindly because it's what he's a member of the cult and everybody in the cult does that. You see, that's called blind.
Ar mes tiesiog kulto
So if one practices Krishna consciousness like a cult member, then it will become very dry, you see. So we have to know, why am I doing this? We must have deep philosophical understanding. Why have I decided to become a devotee of Krishna? Why do I accept that there must be a God? Why do I accept that Krishna is God? We must have a deep philosophical understanding of all aspects of our Krishna consciousness. We must approach this as a science, not as a sentimental religion. In this way, if we have deep philosophical understanding, then we will taste sweet nectar at every minute. So how will you get deep philosophical understanding? Why Srila Prabhupada has spent so much energy writing these books? If you will thoroughly study Prabhupada's books, then it doesn't matter whether you have a PhD or whether you didn't even graduate from high school, you will develop deep philosophical understanding. And you will relish the sweetest nectar. Is that all right? Next question. I saw a hand back there. No. Anyone else? What about you? You didn't have any, ask any questions. Huh? You don't have any questions? You have any questions? You haven't asked any questions. No question. What about you? You have any question?
In your lecture you said about Atma Tattva, science of the self. Mm-hmm. Why people don't interest in such science now?
Yes. Nowadays, no one is interested in Atma Tattva. Because nobody's even heard about it. I guarantee you, if Atma Tattva was known throughout the world, in the schools, the colleges, etc., everybody would be interested in Atma Tattva. But because it is now completely unknown, therefore no one is interested. They don't even know that it exists. This is why we must push forward this Krishna consciousness movement, so that everyone can learn about Atma Tattva. So you kindly help us to push forward this movement. You kindly become expert in Atma Tattva. And you spread it to those who do not know about it. That is my request of you. You will accept? Thank you very much. Okay, so everyone is done now? All the questions are finished? There's a hand going up back there. No, that's not for a question. Okay. All right, anyone else who didn't ask a question? What about you? You have a question? You, yeah. Do you have no question? All right, what about you? You have a question? No question. Don't be dull. I mean, you know, you're supposed to ask questions when the guru comes. All right.
For example, if everything in life very nice, we don't actually want to remember God or Krishna. But if
we don't want what?
Want to remember God or Krishna?
Oh, remember God.
Yeah, and
we don't want to because we're so happy.
If not so good, we start remember
right,
God.
Right, that's right.
And how to in all situations?
Ah.
Remember.
Very nice question. Thank you very much.
Yes,
that's very nice. Yes, Queen Kunti has given the answer for this question. Vipada shantutatashvat tatra tatra jagadguru bhavanam darshanam yatshad apunar bhavat darshanam. You know the meaning? She says, let those calamities come again and again. Because whenever those calamities come, my dear Krishna, I always think of you. And by thinking of you, I become delivered from birth and death. So if you find that things are going so well that you keep forgetting Krishna, then ask Krishna to send you some more difficulties. So you can more easily remember him. No problems. Krishna, please give me some problems so I can think of you. But I have an insider secret in this connection. As soon as you take this mood of Kunti Devi, with full absorption of your consciousness, you will never have a difficulty ever again in your whole life. Next question.
Visko Čaitanya sakė, kad kiekvienam mieste, kiekvienam kaime gėdos jo šventus vardus. Ir tai turi padaryti, nu mes tai turim padaryti. Kaip čia visą tai bus?
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that in every town and village holy name will be chanted. And how we should do this, or how?
Yes,
will
you must.
How will happen such thing?
Yes, that will happen if you preach. If everybody in this movement can make one devotee. That's all it will take. If every member of this movement will make one new devotee, in that way the whole world will be conquered. Do you understand how? If you make one devotee, And that person makes a devotee, who makes a devotee, who makes a devotee, who makes a devotee. So that's all we have to do to conquer the whole world. All you have to do is make one devotee and train him to make devotees who can make devotees. And in this way we can conquer the whole world. And you know what? We're going to do it. It's going to happen. Did you know that? We're actually going to do it. We're going to conquer the world. You know why I say that? Is it just some, you know, pie in the sky, some flowery language, or do I have scientific proof? I have Shastric evidence to prove that we're going to conquer the world. These are the words of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sats janna dur janna pangu jadda andagana prema vanyaya du vaila jagatera jana. You know the translation? Yes. This Krishna consciousness movement is a gigantic tidal wave of prema. And it will inundate the entire universe, drowning everyone in its waves of bliss. The sadjana will become drowned, the pious, they will become drowned. The impious will become drowned. The lame, the invalid, and the blind, everyone will become drowned in this prema vanyaya. So actually it will happen. This entire planet will become submerged in this ocean of transcendental bliss. So be happy and make others happy. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. So, any other question? How many of you are coming for class tomorrow? What time is class tomorrow?
About 7:45.
How many of you can be here at 7:45 tomorrow morning for class? Raise your hand if you're coming tomorrow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Only 8 people? Come on. More people come. 9. That's good. Radharani's coming. That's good. All right. Well, those of you who can't make it, I'm leaving the country tomorrow. I won't be back until October. So. So if you can make it, please make it. I guarantee you there's going to be some incredible secret knowledge revealed tomorrow morning that I didn't reveal tonight. So if you don't want to miss out on the secret knowledge that's going to be revealed tomorrow morning, you have to come tomorrow morning. Raja Vidra Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Lithuania devotees, ki jai.